Marty, can I ask
you? Maybe, Bob, you could fill us in a bit.
Oh, sure. Some of the dilemmas that you described were discussed in that meeting. There were maybe, I don't remember the number, maybe 15 or 20 people there, but not necessarily 15 or 20 affiliates.
GRC meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were there, Dave.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
There were about 15 or 20 total, including a number of people from Pacifica.
Right. So all of those, options were talked about. I just realized one question you might know. When those two people are voted as the nominees from the alliance, I know there's never been competition, but has there been a prior agreement that there would be STV used if there was competition?
Not that I know of, Bob. And that could be something that could be certainly part of the discussion.
At
this point, we've been asking people and begging people to serve, and I think, but I think that will change, and I think we need a real good process.
Well, one of the points I made in that meeting in Massachusetts was that we could come on a time when, there's a very active core of affiliates that want to get, it's not like you have to drag people to a Pacifica, to run for a Pacifica board seat. And at that point, even proportional representation in a two-seat election doesn't guarantee that all, significant blocks of minority thought would be represented. But there could be a case where there was some major controversy within the affiliates community, and one person who wants to sit on the board who represents maybe 30% opinion within the affiliate community would be denied a seat, which is a reason I was saying to consider leaving the bylaws as they are, which says that person could then go around, even if they were rejected by the alliance, they could go around it and put their name forward separately to the board to say, look, I represent a block of people that think this way or that represent this type of station, and so I think you should consider me.
I think that's a reasonable thing to discuss. I guess the
guys,
problem
do we
ultimately
want to
is
discuss
who pays
that. Do we want to discuss that on this call at this time?
No, you're right. We're getting a little.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're getting.
Anyway,
far.
We got a report to figure out what the issues were from affiliates, but I don't think we want to have that discussion now.
Okay. Thanks, Dave, and I'm going to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Marty.
Right.
Good night.
Yeah. We're at time for this item. Does anybody want to extend, or may we proceed? Okay, hearing nobody saying let's extend. The other items are, in this agenda item, are the working groups. One's contracts, the other's code of conduct.
Sorry, on the bylaws group, when is the next meeting?
Oh, we have to determine that because...
We just missed the meeting, so we have to set a new one.
Yes, exactly. Let's not go there.
Okay, so... on the contracts working group, we just haven't met, and I had asked last time if somebody else would convene, and because I'm overloaded with the finance and some other personal issues. But I'm still willing to be the convener. The one thing I would ask was when we last left it, we had talked about wanting to have input from the managers about how to make it work in a way that was efficient, basically talking to them about what kind of contracts are at issues and a way of defining the things that would come for review in a way that there was no question that, trivial things or things that don't really carry any substance wouldn't come forward. And would it be possible for a member from each signal area to take upon themselves to go and have that conversation with their manager?
Dave?
Yes.
This is Serene. I had sent you language at one point. I thought we were going to pass it to the, the Administrative Council.
Right. Well, it amounts to the same thing. But the point is
I think there are different processes.
We can give it to them as a body. No, excuse me. It ends up going to the same people. You're right. They're different processes. I was just thinking it might work better to sit down and have a conversation one-on-one.
I guess my concern is that I'd like to make sure that each manager is getting the same information from us. That way we can better weigh their response and they can understand our intent, which is why I created the language that we could just, send to them and then maybe nag them to respond individually, but not necessarily engage them and then have five different understandings of what it is we're trying to say.
Okay, would you be willing to then just ride herd on me to... I have that email. If you can just send me a reminder, I'll send it to, I guess, to Ambrose and ask him to distribute it to the Administrative Council.
Sure.
And I apologize for being so slow on it.
No problem. I understand you've got a couple of things to do.
Yeah. Anything else on this issue from other people?
Yeah, it's Bob.
Go ahead.
That's fine. Why don't you add a line in your note to Ambrose that if possible, they might want to consider adding this to their agenda when they convene in Houston. That would seem a logical time.
Good idea.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, then the next thing is the code of conduct. And has that working group met? Has anybody gotten materials? Has there been any motion on it?
So,
who's convening it?
I think Mary and Grace were talking about talking. I don't know if they were able to connect. And neither is on this call, right?
Right. But now we're talking about them talking about talking. I think we're still a little bit away, and maybe we ought not spend more time on it. But, you know, if people want this to happen, they're going to have to push Mary, I think, to convene. Okay, the next thing
I'll call
is,
her.
Okay, the next thing is, thanks, Rob. The next thing is new business, if any. Does anybody have some? All right, then.
How about we discuss for a second? Well, we don't have a quorum.
Once quorum's been established, I believe we can continue until somebody does what you just did.
You're right. I just...
Yeah, but
I was talking about the beginning
of
the meeting.
We're not talking about having a motion, so we can have informal consideration.
Okay, we would have a formal consideration. My point was, especially in the summer, we end up with these meetings and we sit here. We have sat here for 40 minutes sometimes and not had meetings. We might want to say, put a deadline to it. You know, if there's nobody here by half an hour, we adjourn the meeting to another time or something like that. So
I second that.
Well, I think it should be 20 minutes.
I think it needs to be half an hour.
I think that all August meetings should be
abolished.
Yes.
Right, August is for Finance Committee only.
Yes, I agree.
I really think that we should be approving a budget in June.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should have, just August is the worst month.
Mm-hmm.
Are you suggesting we get time off to regain sanity so we deal with each other civilly through the rest of the year?
Regain? You're assuming some people had it to begin with, but okay.
That's true, and mine's been so long gone, I'm never going to find it. Yeah, well, so should we have a motion to the PNB outlawing August meetings?
No.
I will definitely move that.
No, but wait, Paul recommended was the quorum issue, which has come up in months, in times other than August as well, and I think half an hour is reasonable.
I disagree. I don't think it's reasonable for people who make the meeting time to sit and wait for 30 minutes.
No, 20 minutes is more than enough.
Yeah, I agree.
I normally like the half-hour hedge, but I think considering that there's a cost attached to us sitting on the phone and possibly still not getting business done, that we might just want to do the 20.
20? Okay.
So that'll be our operating...
And we're asking that apply to all committees, correct?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of doing that, but...
I was thinking of just, you know, what will we do here?
I think committees should be allowed to work the way they want.
And if it works
work.
Here, I think other committees will adopt it because everybody has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We could report it.
Yeah, let's do that. Can you note it in the minutes, Paula, and I'll put it in the governance committee report?
Yeah.
Oh, and that is one other item. So I'm going to make a report, which is basically just going to be a synthesis of the minutes of the motions we've passed, and submit that. Is there anything else that people feel need to be in that report?
No, there's another governance issue I want to talk to you about offline, though, David, but it relates to the Finance Committee.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there anything further then?
No, Max. Can you or can someone send Max's email so I can send him the
There is one further thing.
No, wait a minute. Going back, I dropped off the call for just a minute. Lydia, I know Serena asked if, or some Bob asked if you could forward whatever you're sending to Max, send it to all of us. Is that doable?
Yeah, except that I'm going to probably send something more extensive later. He needs something right now, and I'm just going to send really rough stuff because they're having a meeting on Saturday. I have this big event on the Supreme Court on Saturday, so I only have a few minutes. So I would rather do something more extensive. But
by the way, our next meeting is scheduled for the Thursday of the PNB meeting when most of the directors will be traveling. So I think we need to do something about that, either schedule it a week earlier, a week later, or not have a September meeting. What do people think makes sense?
This is Lydia, that I think unless out of committees we have something earth-shatteringly important for you to take to the, for the directors, not just you, to take to the PNB, then we should skip it because all of us... You all also have so much to do. Yeah, exactly.
The only
for example, if the bylaws convention committee miraculously comes up with this magical formula for the convention that we think everyone was just going to love, and we reach consensus on it, then and we need a vote on it or something like that, then we can always call a special meeting of this.
Well, can we maybe tentatively schedule that meeting now, and then if we don't need it, at least it'll be, what, six less people we'll have to ask about a good day?
I would rather skip it unless we really need it.
Right, no, but I'm saying, can we agree on a day now that we will use if, in fact, we need it? So we'll decide maybe around the 10th or so of September. Either we need to meet before the national board meeting or not, but we would at least have a date that those of us on this call can make.
This is Jane. I'd be happy if at least the working group could pick a date tonight.
I think, well, looking at the PA calendar, that Thursday before that is open, so that's September 15th.
I have a meeting. I have a different meeting.
No, I think number one, the working group has people that are not on this committee to consult regarding a date, so that's not even feasible. And I don't think anything's going to come out of there. So I just don't think it's worth having another meeting.
Okay.
So then I think I don't know if we can. What are the rules about changing meeting dates if there's no longer quorum present?
Well, we could. You can't. However, you can sort of go out on a limb and say, well, we want to do it, and the committee would have to approve of it when it gets a quorum next time, which is like a circular thing.
Wait, doesn't the chair have the power?
Yeah, don't I, as chair, have the power to reschedule? Or cancel?
I don't know. I actually don't know if I've ever seen the enabling motion for a PNB committee.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, by common consent, is there any way we can agree that we will remove that from the calendar?
Let's hope so.
Because then not that anybody else is going to be meeting that night, but let us just assume and take the liberty that we as a body that are...
And you as the chair.
Well, no, we as a body move to cancel the September meeting.
I think it'll be fine.
Okay, without objection. So in that case, our next scheduled meeting is in October. Now, am I correct? If there is a need for the committee to meet, as chair, I can call that meeting if people communicate to me that we need to have one.
Yeah.
But maybe you could, if that happens, you could give us two options. So.
Of course. No, we'll figure out a date that works for everyone. I won't impose it.
Okay,
great then. So I will see people in October, if not on some other call someday.
Okay.
There are motions.
Someday soon, probably.
Okay, and I need Max's email.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
it's Max, M-A-X. Hello?
Anybody who's listening to this call already knows Max's email address.
Okay, go ahead, Max.
M-A-X-B-L-A-N-C-H-E-T at worldnet.com. That's one word.
Right.
.att.net.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
everybody.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, all. Good night.
Motion to adjourn by...
Dave.
Oh,
objection.
Hear that?
Good night.
So moved.
Dave?